Well, hi, my name is Mark Tuchel, and welcome to my Living Sober Sucks, But Living Drunk Sucks More podcast. This is the audio version of my written blog, and the title of this piece is called The Best Advice Ever. Now, the best piece of advice I can pass along to you is this. Don't make the same mistake twice. Now, while this is great advice, it really requires deeper thought and review of the principle. So what does this advice actually entail? Now, some people take this advice too literally, and it holds them back from ever trying something or trying something again. Now, if you were laid off from a job once, does that mean you should never get another job because you might get laid off again? Or if you were in a bad relationship or marriage, does that mean you should never get into another relationship or marriage? Does this also mean that you should never trust a person who disappoints you? Or if you've been disappointed by one individual, you never trust anyone else? Now, you can call these instances failures or failed attempts if you wish, but they're really just inconvenient occurrences. Now, some more dramatic than others, but inconvenient occurrences happen to everybody. Now, I believe the best thing you can do for yourself is to learn from these occurrences. You can learn to be more cautious in the future and to pay more attention to signals and red flags. Now, what this means to me is that one shouldn't shy away from things that failed once, but instead, one might consider a different approach, or changing the conditions may help avoid making the same mistake again. Now, when I was drinking, I kept making the same idiotic mistakes over and over again. Then, to massage my way through, I'd try to drink the mistakes away. And my mistakes and subsequent problems weighed on my mind, so I self-medicated with booze and drugs. I wasn't just trying to hide from my problems. I genuinely liked getting high and getting drunk. But in that drunken state of mind, I'd turn around and make the same mistake over again the very next day. So here's what I suggest you do when you make a mistake. Review why, what, or how something went wrong. Look honestly at yourself. I mean, what role did you play in this? What was your part? Did you or your behavior have something to do with how events transpired? Maybe you just made a faulty decision in the first place based on incorrect information or on delusional or wishful thinking. You know, like thinking you'll get rich quick on a poor returning or losing investment, for example. But don't become too mired down in placing blame on yourself or someone else. And don't become too mired down in finding all the answers. You know, sometimes shit happens due to events or conditions that you have no knowledge of or may never have any knowledge of. You know, losing a job or being passed over for a promotion, for instance. You might think you know why you were passed over, but there most likely were events, conditions, and decisions that took place behind the scenes which you may never be aware of. So don't get too mired down in trying to find out all the details. Now, you can completely shut yourself off from ever trying something again, but all you're doing is robbing yourself. Yeah, use some caution and common sense in the future. I mean, don't keep putting your own hand back in the blender thinking that it won't cause damage this time or hurt as much. I mean, some things you have to tell yourself, I'm not going to do that again. I want you to be just like a good scientist or engineer. You know, they don't just look for successes and what works. They look for errors, what doesn't work, or what went wrong. They then correct the error and don't make the same mistake again. But they don't stop trying. You are the scientist and engineer of your life. To obtain success, you have to try something, see if anything went wrong, discover what it was that went wrong or what influenced the wrong outcome. But you don't stop trying. And just because something didn't work as well as you hoped for or didn't work out at all doesn't mean it was a failure. And mulling after the fact that you could have done better is a waste of time. This only mires you down in self-loathing and feelings of inadequacy. And I've learned a lot about controlling this emotion through my work in the financial industry. You know, be happy with what you did gain or did learn and don't fret over, what you could have had. Learn from it and maybe approach things differently next time. But at least be happy and proud that you tried. You know, and it's the same with sobriety. If you failed once, twice, or maybe a dozen times, well, then try again. Now, if one method, system, or program doesn't work for you, then try something else. Don't just give up and say, oh, I'll never be able to quit. And the same goes for relapses. Now, I'm not advocating having a relapse or a stumble, but they do happen. So try to figure out what went wrong. Was it the people you hung out with? I mean, you can't blame them for partying. If they're partiers, you put yourself in the situation. Was it where you went? Was it because you didn't have an escape plan? Try to determine what your mistake was, and then don't make the same mistake again. And don't say, oh, it was an accident. Relapses aren't accidents. No one accidentally poured booze into your mouth and then you accidentally drank it. Hey, if you want to stay a drunk, it's pretty easy. Just keep drinking. I'm sorry to say this, but chances are very good that some drastic changes will have to take place if you sincerely want to live as a non-drinker. You may have to change your environment. You may have to change who you hang out with. You may have to change what you do for relaxation or recreation. You may need to quit stopping at the same store on your way home from work, or take a different route home from work, or even shop at different places or different times. You really need to look at what role you and your own behavior play in this. So regardless of whether it's booze, drugs, money, business attempts, a relationship, a job, sports, whatever, learn what you can from the mistake and don't make the exact same mistake again. But please don't ever quit trying. If you quit trying, you'll only be robbing yourself. All right, that's it for this podcast. Thank you very much for spending some of your valuable time with me. Remember that these are my own opinions and observations. I want you to think for yourself and come to your own conclusions. And if you enjoy this stuff, you get something out of it, please tell your friends about my website. It's livingsobersucks.com. You can also share these podcasts with your friends. If you really like what I do and what I write about, you can help me pay for all this by making a donation to my site. You can do it securely through PayPal. There's a link at the bottom of the blog article. And thanks again for spending some of your very valuable time with me. My name is Mark Tuchel.